Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Now, Pyrenees unearthed wine. It's funny, but wine and food should be the first topic that we talk about because I love both of them. What's coming up?
Yeah, sure. So in the Pyrenees Shire, we've got a huge lineup of events happening from now until the end of April. And on the 9th of April, we've got the Pyrenees Unearthed Wine and Food Festival, which is held along the banks of the Avoca River. So imagine underneath the shady gum trees, all of the wineries are all set up, so all in one place. You don't have to go to each individual cellar door. And they're all in one location ready for you to taste all the fantastic award-winning wines.
Well, my response to that would be, cheers, let's go.
Sounds good. Absolutely. It is a fantastic day out. It is their fifth year that they have had it. And, you know, it's just a beautiful day. Like, very easy, relaxing afternoon, listening to some music while tasting the wine.
Beautiful. Now, a silobration. I had to look at this twice, this word. I thought, hang on, I haven't seen that before. A silobration under the stars on the 2nd of April.
Yes, we're very excited by this event. We have got Kate Sobrano heading the music program at Silobration Under the Stars. So you may have heard that the Avoca Historic Silo has now got has been added to the Gallery of Silo Art, and so we've got a massive glow-in-the-dark barking owl mural painted on the silo. And to launch that, we have got a fantastic lineup of artists coming, including Kate Sobrano, the Timmy Couples Band, the Bad Loves. And some local entertainment as well.
Wow, yeah, that's a very good lineup. The Bad Loves, I love them as well. And Kate, I've had the pleasure of actually chatting to Kate, and she is such a lovely person too. She's wonderful. And between you and me, Alana, can sing a bit.
She is an amazing vocalist, isn't she?
Yeah.
So tickets are on sale now. So you can go to www.playinthepyrenees.com.au and grab your tickets because they are going to sell out fast. It is a relatively small event, about 12,000 tickets, so you'll have to get in fast for that one.
All right. Now, coming up a little closer than that, on the 18th of March, Beaufort by Twilight.
Yes, they're opening up Beaufort in the evening on 18th of March. So the town will transform into like a twilight wonderland, and we'll have musicians and circus performers and kids' entertainment scattered throughout the streets. We'll have entertainment in beer gardens and in different venues across the town, and all the shops will be open until late. So that will be a wonderful evening.
Yeah, it certainly sounds it. And coming up on the 20th of March, Brass on the Grass. So I thought of, because I tend to do all of this, high-powered PR stuff, I thought of another one there. You could say, sit on your and listen to the Brass on the Grass. What do you think?
Oh, we might use that, I think, Mark.
No charge. It's all yours.
Yes, so if you're coming to Beaufort on the 18th, hang around until the 20th because we have got a jazz and music festival on the Beaufort golf course that Sunday. So you can, sit outdoors in the natural shaded amphitheatre on the 9th fairway. And we've got Brendan Scott from Melbourne, who is a multi-instrumentalist musician. And then we've got the fabulous Mirrabarra Trad Jazz Ensemble coming to join us as well.
Lovely stuff. You know, as I said at the beginning, it's only a hop, step and a jump, and it's great to stay in this magnificent state of ours and explore some of the areas close to home, as well as, of course, support our own businesses as well. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Alana. We wish you all the best with it.
Thank you very much, Mark.